Eugene Armstrong was from South Central Michigan. Kaomi Getz of Michigan Radio went to the town where he grew up.
Eugene Armstrong was known as Jack in Hillsdale, Michigan, a small town of 8,000 surrounded by corn and soybean fields. Last night, several hundred townspeople gathered in front of the county courthouse to hear prayers and light candles. Carol Burley came to the prayer vigil to tie yellow ribbons around several nearby trees.
The ribbons, you know, to let them know that we're thinking about the family. You know, it's just too bad that something like this has to happen. You know, it's bad all over.
47-year-old Gloria Simon says she knew Jack Armstrong as a teenager. She says Armstrong had been upbeat about his upcoming trip to Iraq on his last visit to Hillsdale. She says he was excited about making money there so he could build a home. She says there's one memory of him years ago that now sticks in her mind.
Seeing him on his motorcycle, and after he'd been in a serious accident, after his recovery, he had books in his arms, and I said, "Jack, what are you doing?" He says, "I'm giving it up. I'm going to get an education." And that's when I guess probably he went to school to be an engineer.
Family spokeswoman and cousin Cindy Armstrong was at the vigil. She says the family's devastated.
We're actually praying for the family, the other two families, and that's all that we can do. And we really just want to be by ourselves.
Friends say Jack Armstrong left Hillsdale more than a decade ago to travel and pursue construction work. He and his wife had been living in Thailand before he went to Iraq.
How are you doing today?
Jack Armstrong and the war in Iraq were on the minds of many diners at The Finish Line, a restaurant down the street. Bill and Irene Valentine sat with friends in a booth with plates full of chopsticks. They didn't know Armstrong, but say his death is deeply affecting the community.
Everybody in Hillsdale is very devastated. We were very devastated with all the other hostage murders, but when it hits home, it really hurts.
Well, I'd like to know why our government isn't doing more to protect these people over there, whether they're contractors, whether they're soldiers, or who. They know who's doing this.
Hillsdale city leaders pledged their support for the Armstrong family and called the beheading a terrible event for Hillsdale or anywhere. For NPR News, I'm Kaomi Getz.